This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. I'm taking credit for it, not me personally, but for our show. And now everybody's calling it summer camp. I read Jeff Passan from ESPN, local guy, a big baseball writer. He wrote, "When summer camp gets going." And I thought, there it is. From us, let's just go with that, can we?
Congratulations, Jeff. You should feel very
proud
of yourself.
No, it's not me. It's us.
Oh no.
In fact, I think it was Menigan. I think it was Menigan. But I'm giving it to us. Summer camp.
Pin that to your refrigerator. That'll be great.
Yeah, beginning for the Indians. A man who will be covering summer camps all around Major League Baseball, and the return of the game joins us right now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You heard the big fight song from his alma mater, Miami University, down there on the shores of the Little Miami. He's Chris Rose, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris.
Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back there, Phelpsy.
No, it wasn't me. It's our show, Chris, and you're part of our show, so congratulations to you as well, my friend.
Thanks. Thanks so much. I don't know who to thank in what order and, you know, where to put the fictitious medal we should receive or award. I don't know.
I don't either. You're welcome. We're happy for that. Summer camps are beginning, and Chris, I'd love to say, man, I've got a great feel for how this is all going to go, and forget even the virus. How is all this going to go? It just seems okay. Here we go, and let's figure this out as we get going. I don't know if there's any other way to do it.
No, I mean, none of us know how it's going to go. So the first thing is, you know, guys are showing up today, so they're actually going to get tested. They're not going to be on the field doing things because they won't be allowed back in the building until they test negative. So, you know, brace yourselves, fans. There will be positive tests. It's going to happen all over the place because, as we know with this virus, there have been many, many people that are asymptomatic and just don't know they've got it. So that's going to be the first wave of news that will hit us. Whatever people are okay and cleared will probably be hitting the field then on Friday. And what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of guys throwing live BP and, sim games, things of that nature. I think these guys have done such a good job for the most part of staying in game shape to the best of their ability without playing any games. So, it's really a 12-month-a-year job now. Guys don't take significant time off. So I would expect guys to show up and, you won't be seeing pitchers go 7 or 8 innings out of the gate. You'll see them go 4 once play starts. So that's the stuff you have to keep in mind as we move forward.
So, Chris, there's like some minutia stuff that I like to talk about when it comes to baseball and this stuff. First of all, do you know, I've tried to look it up and I still can't figure out if I'm right or wrong, but on these 60-man rosters, okay, so they're going to end up playing with, they're going to start with 30 and then end up with 27 once they get a couple weeks in. Does that sound right to you?
Well, so they'll go 30, 28, 27, 26, and it'll finish at 26, which I believe will be almost a month into the season at that point.
Okay, on the 26-man roster, is that fluid so that if every game day you wanted to hand in a different 26-man roster, you could?
So that's a good question because usually, right, when you make when you make roster adjustments, you know, guys have to be sent down and things of that nature. Well, there's no minor leagues this season. So, and you have that extra pool of players from which to choose. I don't believe that's what that means, because if so, you would be able to manipulate your bullpen, and that's not what they want, obviously. So there's going to have to be moves made, meaning that if a guy is pulled off the roster for any reason, there would have to be a contractual move. Either a guy gets released, or a guy gets put on the DL, or ends up going on the COVID list, if you will, because there is a separate COVID list as well. So I have to imagine that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I just hear me out on this, and I just, because to me this made sense, and I was trying to explain this to Jeff, that why not, if it's a roster, let it be a 60-man roster and let them turn in a fresh 30 every day if they want to. And I say it for this reason. There's really no reason for a starting pitcher to be at a game unless he's starting or he's on a side session for that day. And therefore, you're keeping guys out of harm's way as far as being together if you're trying to socially distance these guys. I know they want to be at the ballpark every day. I get it. But in this season, I'd rather have my starting pitching healthy for the entire run of 60 games. And if it means not being able to come to the ballpark on days where you're not there, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and then you go heavy on the relievers on those days where you would keep, if you've got a 5-man rotation, you keep 4 of those guys out of the ballpark if you could have a fluid 60-man roster. I don't know what MLBPA would say about that, but I think as far as health concerns are taken into consideration, to me that makes sense.
I think the PA would be in favor of it because it means more guys get paid.
Yeah. That's true, too.
The other side of that, though, Andy, is that the more people you let inside, the higher increase you have of bringing something in instead of the same people coming back every day, right?
Yeah. Although I do think starting pitchers can be an anomaly in this situation. Is that the right word? I don't even know if that's the right word.
Yeah,
because starting pitchers really don't have to interact with anybody other than the catcher, especially with DH. A lot of times they're the last guys at the ballpark. So you come in, you get dressed, you go do your thing, you stretch out, you go. I mean, they can come in. I think starting pitchers have the opportunity to come in the least amount of contact with anybody in a ballpark during any given day.
That's possible. But I guess my point is that if you are then saying to Shane Bieber, hey, don't come to work tomorrow, which has its own kind of set of logistical nightmares, because there are guys that like to throw every day. Pitchers who like to, even the day after they pitch, they just like to throw.
Right.
And work out. I mean, where are they going to be able to do that?
If you were home here, you could send them over to Lake County and just do an individual work session with them where they only have...
Yeah, it's just, like I said, then you're getting in a whole nother set of logistical headaches that I don't have the answers to. I don't know what, you know, I'm sure the same testing is going to go on at Progressive Field as go on at Lake County, you know, every other day or however frequently they're going to test people. But still, I think you want to keep everybody as is. I mean, the season's going to be screwed up as it is, right?
Right.
So try to keep things on a normal pattern for these guys, particularly starting pitchers who are such creatures of habit. I don't think they want to pitch one day, sit home for two, come in, throw a side session. I'll see you 2 days from now when you start. I don't think that's the best way to go about things.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network and our baseball update brought to us by WOW Internet TV and Phone. Reading all kinds of different strategical approaches to what's going to happen once we actually get to baseball, Chris. And, you know, there's thought of the 3-inning starter and teams deep in starting pitching, say, for instance, the Atlanta Braves. All right, we're going with this starter for 3, this starter for 3, and maybe go through a game and just, you know, roll out your starting rotation for almost the entire way for as long as you can without using the bullpen. I could see that. I think that maybe teams that don't have the depth of starting pitching might be at a little disadvantage here as we get things started. You think that's an accurate assessment, or how might that play out?
Well, like I said, you're not going to see starters, you know, so if you do it just mathematically.
Yeah.
If your starters stay healthy, they're going to get 11 or 12 starts during the year. The first 3 or 4, you're not going to see them go past the 5th inning, most likely. you know, maybe by the fourth start, you can start pushing them a little bit more because they have to get ramped back up. If you ask me, the team that is best suited in a 60-game season is the Tampa Bay Rays, because they've kind of been playing this game over the last couple of years where they've used the opener. Then they have regular starters, you know, for three-fifths of their trip through the rotation, and they use these bullpen games. It's just, I think that they're used to any sort of situation that's going to be thrown at them. And in addition to that, they've got a ton of talented arms, a ton of them. And I think they're going to be, I'd be shocked if they didn't make the playoffs if we get all the way through a 60-game season. And I think they got a real shot to win the whole thing, too. I think they're that good.
Hey, Chris, you guys had Tito on Intentional Talk the other day. What'd you get out of that interview?
Well, you know, we asked him if he ever thought about not coming back, because he has had some health issues the last few seasons. And he, as I was asking the question, he was shaking his head no. This is who Terry Francona is. I mean, he is a lifelong baseball guy, and he's going to be around it for, you know, God willing, many, many more years in some capacity. And he just loves it too much. He loves being around the guys. He loves the competition. So it doesn't surprise me that's the way he answered the question, but we had to ask him just because of, you know, what's been on his medical chart in recent years. And then we talked to him about if he feels like he's going to have a team meeting at the beginning of this to impress upon the guys, hey, baseball has set out the protocols when you're here at the ballpark about social distancing, about mask wearing, about where you can be in the dugout, about not spitting, about all that stuff. But you have to be the responsible one away from the field, right? Because your lifestyle decision can affect everybody else in this room, the health of everybody else's family in this room, and the health of the sport moving forward. And he said, well, Chris, I got to stop you. We can't even have a team meeting on day one or at any point. He said, we have to break them up into these little pods. So I can talk to guys in smaller groups, but I can't have a team meeting. There is no such thing. And, you know, it kind of made you think like, wow, this is really, really different stuff. So I think everybody's kind of learning on the fly and adjusting, but I think there's going to have to be an air of social responsibility among the players and the coaches, or this thing's not going to work.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network. I have my fingers crossed, Chris, that it will work. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that once they get going again, we're not going to remember that they didn't play 100 games. You know, because to me, you're picking it up, and it's going to be like August baseball. You know, it's not going to be the beginning of a season. To me, it's going to be like, okay, now we start to get serious because let's see who's going to finish where. And I think it could end up working out beautifully. But, you know, we don't know what the virus situation is. But just from that standpoint, I don't see any reason this, you know, forget the virus. A shorter season, people will jump right in. I think it could play really well. And so I'm not worried about that aspect of it. Are you?
No, I mean, yeah, I think that all the baseball is going to be relative. You know, I don't think,
yeah.
I don't think you're going to see one or two guys be amazing and then one or two guys be awful. I mean, that's just the sport in general, right? So, yeah, I would agree with you that everything on a sliding scale, I think it'll appear to the eye as just regular old Major League Baseball. And I just think we'll all be super excited to have something back. And I think the way we're going to watch it as fans, that when you know that every day counts, you can't feel like, oh, well, okay, it's not that big a deal. It's just another game against the Royals today. No, that's big stuff. Like, you got to go through the schedule and say, well, all right, well, we have to win 8 out of 10 against the Royals this year. You know, that's the way it's got to roll for the Indians to be successful. So you're really going to be involved emotionally as a fan and invested unlike any other season I can remember.
I'm anxious to get it started. We'll see what happens as teams are reporting and start to get ready to play baseball again. Chris, I'm anxious to watch you report on actual games. So thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys, and congratulations on winning the Summer Camp Award.
Thank you.
So great.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Really
yeah.
proud, Jeff.
Thank you. Well, cool. It wasn't. I think it was Menegan, but I'm gonna just put it on for the whole show, and you know, no need for intentional talk to send us any checks, as you know, using our phrase.
Well, good, because
this is what
don't
I work
go
with.
Run into the mailbox anytime soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys, take care.
Chris,
talk
Rose.
To you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.